This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for September 30th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from a hits and takes section. Today's lead story is a press release from the CFTC about 14 firms charged with failing to register as futures commission merchants. All the firms combined FX trading and cryptocurrency trading and claimed to be a leading platform for binary options. They also claimed their customer funds were regulated by the CFTC. These are three regulatory weak points combined into a single enticing offering. This and the several other enforcement actions announced yesterday and recently are part of the race to the end of the 2021 fiscal year. Last night, we published a video interview I did with two executives from Cushman and Wakefield about the Chicago real estate market conditions. Jack Keenan and Jack DeRoche were interviewed over Zoom and spoke about the positives of the Chicago real estate market in light of the pandemic because of the diversity of corporate players in the Chicago market. John Lothian News wanted to see what the market looked like as we plan our future office needs. We figured many other Chicago market participants would be interested as well. You can watch the video on johnlothiannews.com. Also, Jack Keenan is a former chair of the LaSalle Street Dinner for the Boy Scouts, which I found out when I was interviewing him. Jack DeRoche is a former intern at CBOE. We are looking for the next raffle participant in our JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign video offer. Who will it be? In time for the 2021 United Nations Climate Conference, or COP26, which begins October 31st in Glasgow, ISDA today released a white paper on the role of derivatives in carbon markets. Not surprisingly, the group takes a decidedly pro stance on traded carbon derivatives, including futures, options, and swaps, which the authors of the paper say help companies subject to carbon compliance programs, meet their obligations, and manage risk in a cost-effective way. You can access it with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Here's the video. The question of office space. Chicago commercial real estate pros from Cushman and Wakefield talk trends. A question on many business owners' minds is what their real estate needs will be once the pandemic ends. John Lothian News is no exception, so we reached out to real estate professionals Jack Keenan and Jack DeRoche to give us a rundown on what Chicago's market looks like now and in the future. Keenan is Executive Managing Director at Cushman & Wakefield, and DeRoche is a director there. The firm bills itself as a global leader in the commercial real estate industry, so the two executives are well positioned to speak about the trends they see across Chicago and the U.S. You can view this video on johnlothiannews.com. Don't forget to register for FIA Expo 2021. There's a link in today's newsletter to register. Here's a story from City AM. City moves. Who's switching jobs in the square mile today? Baton Systems has hired a new president from Citi, who will be working closely with the fintech firm's London-based team. Bringing more than three decades of experience to the firm, Jerome Kemp moves from Citi, where he was the global head of futures, OTC clearing, and FX prime brokerage. Founder and CEO Arjun Jayaram said, having a practitioner with Jerome's exceptional caliber, wealth of experience, and vision helping to drive Baton forward will prove invaluable as we scale to meet market needs. Kemp, who is also chair of the Futures Industry Association, will lead Baton's growth across markets, leveraging valuable international experience gained through his career in Paris, London, and Tokyo. My question, who will be the next chair of the FIA? Here is a press release from the CFTC. CFTC's Division of Market Oversight Director, Dorothy DeWitt, to depart agency. Acting Chairman Benham names acting director. The Commodity Futures Trading Commission announced that Division of Market Oversight Director Dorothy DeWitt will step down from her role as director today. Ms. DeWitt has led DMO since joining the agency in September of 2019. My comment, thank you to Dorothy DeWitt for her service. Here's a press release from FIA. Diversity and Inclusion Initiative. Diversity encompasses a range of human differences. All areas of diversity, equity, and inclusion deserve recognition in our industry. FIA believes inclusion and diversity is both a business and moral imperative that builds trust, brings different skills and perspectives to an organization, and compels us to stand up for what is right. Our mission is to foster diversity and inclusion and encourage, support, and celebrate the diverse voices both within the association and the industry at large. The acronym you should know is DEI, which stands for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was, of course, most Americans today believe the stock market is rigged. And they're right, from Bloomberg Businessweek. Second was Diamond says JP Morgan preparing for potentially catastrophic U.S. credit default, from The Hill. Third was Hidden Interests, Federal Judges with Financial Conflicts, from the Wall Street Journal. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.